So I will begin with prayer. Lord, through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word. Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and to know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills that we may serve you today and now and always and forever. Amen. I am so thankful that a good word from God and a good group prayer can get us through the next hour or the next 3 days. I had shared a bit from Lamentations 3 previously, and I believe that we can all turn to him and say, "My God is my refuge and my strength." There is always hope. This morning, I will be sharing from 1 Thessalonians 5 to hear Paul sharing that there will be seasons of life. We all will go through them. There's no stopping it. There will be seasons of change. Change in morals, ethics, the ethics of this world, relationships, change in using weapons, change in our occupations, change in how wars are fought. Those are just a few seasons, to name a few, that we can expect change in. Jesus did not define the times or the length or the specific times that we will be going through all of these changes, but we are to expect them. And Paul wants the disciples to recognize that within all these times and seasons of change, God keeps his promise of power. He keeps his promise of love. Paul taught about the return of Jesus. The day of the Lord denotes the time God will deliver his people and establish his kingdom. The enemies of God will be judged. The day of the Lord is fulfilled with Jesus returning in glory. He will return when the church is removed from this earth. He will be here. The Thessalonians were aware that they would not know the day or the time of his return. It would come as a thief in the night. It would not be announced. There are several parables that share about the unpredictability of a thief in the night, including Matthew 24, verses 43 to 34, and Luke 12, verses 29 to 40, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, which I'm going to share with you now. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, and the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. All believers must rely on God's resources as we continue to grow in his love. Calamities will come upon this earth unexpectedly, and without a doubt, just as we know the labor pains will inevitably fall upon a pregnant woman. Believers must rely on their trust in the Lord. Their virtue, believers must rely on their self-control, the lessons they have learned from living a godly life, their caring for others, and their deep knowledge of the Lord. Live your faith. I know many people who say, "I'm a Christian," but when people need help, they don't have the time, they don't have the money, they don't reach forward to help those in need. Living your faith is different. We actually grow by relying on what God has given to us. We should never feel overwhelmed by the experiences of life. But I do. Sometimes it's too much. by myself. That's my reminder. By myself, my heart will start pounding and I'll be anxious. With God, I can find peace. I can slow my thinking. I can pray. I can handle things better with God. And God says to me, and he shares with all of us, I believe, hey, take smaller steps. Take smaller steps. And dig deep into the knowledge of the Lord. God will provide for all of your needs. Paul went through opposition, but was able to found a church in Thessalonica. Thessalonica, not saying that right, excuse me. He later would write notes to the believers with this church to instruct and encourage them. The people turned from the false security of their own self-esteem and their own self-absorption. We go there to our own self-esteem and our own self-absorption when we don't turn to God first. People were gaining an understanding that the Lord would work on their behalf and would teach them more about themselves through these difficult times. You are stronger than you think you are. I think that's a quote from one of Winnie the Pooh's books. You are stronger than you think you are with God's love. Paul encouraged the new believers to continue in their faith despite the unfriendliness they would face. The hard times were part of God's plans for his people. He shared that God wanted his people to be prepared for the unexpected. Sometimes when we're watching the wars and the news on TV, we become calloused. It's over there. I don't see it. I don't feel it. But I believe it's on TV and it's on the radio, so we might want to turn it off sometimes. But when we are listening to it and watching it, we need to pray. And we need to prepare ourselves for whatever the future will hold. The return of Jesus will be a day of tragedy for those who do not believe. We need to be aware of those economic conditions and those political conditions. But we must not be lulled into ignorance by such things. What those people are going through is horrific. They need Christians to step up and care for them. Christian, Jewish, Islamic, they need people who have God in their hearts to reach out to them. Now I'm going to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. These words from God reassure us as believers that we will not experience the tribulation. Christians are identified as children of the light, children of the day. Paul wants the believers to know that the Holy Spirit has shone his light on the Lord's children. We do not belong to the darkness. The difference between one who is saved or not should be as different as night and day. People should see God in you. People see the light that is in your heart. Walking in the light, being spiritually awake, means to be aware, to be active. Paul referenced sleep. Therefore, let us not sleep as inactivity, insensibility, and ignorance. So it's not sleeping in a bed, it is sleeping because you are insensitive or ignorant of what is going on in the world, or with your neighbor, or with your family member. Paul was so excited about his faith. He and his enthusiastic followers were accused of being religious fanatics. We are religious fanatics. Take pride in that. Paul shared with them about being vigilant and being watchful. He used the image of a soldier's armor to illustrate this idea of watchfulness. Faith and love are represented by the breastplate, as the breastplate covers all your vital organs. We need faith and love to live a Christian life. The hope of salvation is represented as a helmet. The helmet protects the head, the brain. With hope, we expect God's hands to be at work in all situations. Our future is secure with Him. Upon salvation through Jesus Christ, we are saved from this world. Don't become callous with what's going on in this world. Know that there is depression and anxiety and addiction and hatefulness out there. Be saved from the world. The flesh, the evil, and we are saved from the wrath of God. Jesus has taken our wrath to the cross. Wow. Believers are to live the full range of salvation, which both involves divine initiative, make that commitment to Him, and human effort. Care for others. We are to live together with Him. What a gift to each of us that we are always, always with Him. It is a gift and a privilege to comfort others. Kaylee, working as a meat slicer and cheese slicer in the grocery store, made a fuss over a woman's baby. And the woman said, "Are you married? Do you have children?" And Kaylee said, "Not yet." And the woman said, "May I pray with you?" And they walked to the end of the counter, and this woman prayed over Kaylee. She said it was amazing. How awesome. This young girl was touched by someone reaching out and showing love. Deb's story. We love her. We care for her. We pray for the right words to be said. It's tough, but we know she's in God's hands. I met a gentleman at the funeral yesterday. I'll have to get in touch with Becky. It would be her cousin's fiance. We're just chatting, and he just mentions to me that he has had a kidney transplant. He's in his early 40s, but his body is now rejecting this kidney. I got to pray with him and his fiance. They're going through a tough time. And the fiance's dad has dementia. It was a tough day for her yesterday, saying goodbye to her uncle. But I specifically got to pray with them. Not me, it's Jesus. It's God reaching out to people who are in need. Does anybody have a story of how you were able to reach out, allowing God to flow through you? Look for those times. We'd love to hear about those times when God is flowing through you and you are reaching out to others. Be aware of them. To edify one another means to build one another up. God is joyful when the church is full of active participants. Paul encouraged the Thessalonians to continue to comfort others and to do all that they could to care for others. It is with joy that we can thank the Lord for the hope of our salvation. We are blessed with these gifts, the gifts of faith and hope and love. Do not let the ways of the world cause you to be anxious. Continue to lift one another up. Know who you are as a child of God. Know who you are. You are his son, you are his daughter. And yes, we can look forward to the day when Jesus arrives to rapture his church. And we should continue to pray and ask that our Lord continue to walk with us and guide us as his children of the light of day. Lord God, hear our prayer for preparedness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, grant that we may live as sons of the light and daughters of the day. Grant that we may understand the prophecies of Jesus and his servants regarding the day of the Lord. Help us to stay awake, to be sober, to be ready. Clothe us with the breastplate of faith and love, and protect us with the helmet of salvation. We thank you, Father, that you have not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through you, our Lord, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live for him. Grant that we may encourage one another and build one another up through these words and through the sharing of our faith. In the name of Jesus, I ask for all of these things. Bless us and keep us. Amen.